Okay, so we know now Tosfos. Kovav Mabez. Tosfos Mekadesh Arefta. Okay. So, what it's saying is that. Right? So, what Rav would do. Let's remember the flow of the Gemara, according to the Rashbam. So, according to Rashbam, the Gemara says that if you wash before Kiddush, so then you have a problem. You can't say Kiddush. Why not? Because the Kiddush will be as Hadas. Kiddush will be as Hadas from the Netil Sidayim, because the Netil Sidayim has to be right next to the meal, and the Kiddush is going to be as Hadas. Right? So the Gemara said, 1 second. But Rav himself used to make Kiddush on Pas. Rav himself used to make Kiddush on Pas. So what would he do? He'd wash. Then he'd say, Amotzi. And then he'd say, Asher Yisun Rosalvan, the whole thing. So apparently the Kiddush isn't the Hesachadas between the, right, before the meal. Right? So you see that the Kiddush doesn't have Hesachadas. That's why the Gemara rejected it. It says, how could you tell me that the Kiddush is going to be Hesachadas? But you see, Rav used to regularly make Kiddush on Pas, and there you can have the Kiddush. Right? And he says, apparently it doesn't matter, the Rashbam says, it doesn't matter if you're Mekadesh on Pas or Mekadesh on Yayin. Either way, if the Kiddush is Hesach, it should be Hesach. If not, not. Okay. Now the Rashbam, the Rabbeinu Tam is going to have a problem on this. A problem with this, with the Gemara's question. He says like this: Pirush of Kiddush, the Pirush of Rashbam shalim mekadesh al pas makom yayin to make kiddush on pas instead of yayin. Vim kena yinotol tchila, he'd wash v'lo havi kiddush asik, and the kiddush is asik. V'kosher minatam. The kiddush al pas v'aday lo havi asik. Kiddush on pas is definitely not asik. Okay. Kiddush on Pas, definitely not Hefzik. Why? Right, why? She'a Kiddush hu la'achar Hamotzi. Because the Kiddush is after Hamotzi. Right, the different cases. The case where you washed, you're going to make the Kiddush on wine before Hamotzi. But the case where Rav would make Kiddush on Pas, then the Kiddush would be after his Hamotzi, right? Savri, Hamotzi, Hamanah, right? So another than Kiddush, after Hamotzi. And it would be similar to like the Gemara in Brachos. It says if you could say, give my shar, you know, grind up the food for my shar, you're allowed to do that after the hamotzi, before you eat, and it's not a hefzik. Right? The kosher can deal a lot of hefzik. It's certainly, it's not a hefzik between the hamotzi and the eating. Certainly, it's not going to be a hamotzi between the. In that case, where you do it after you wash, it's not going to be a hefzik between the until I'm in the eating. Avol b'mekadesh al hayayin, but when you make kiddush on yayin, shehu kodem hamotzi, right? You wash, then you make kiddush on yayin before hamotzi. Yeah, hefzik b'netila achila. It's going to be a hefzik between the netila and the achila, or I have a change to the berchas hamotzi. Okay, whatever. So what's he saying? Pshat here, I think, is like this. That he's saying is that when Rav would make Kiddush on Pas, when he would make Kiddush on Pas, so he'd say Hamotzi, and then Kiddush. Right? That's how it goes. So every year, like we're doing it Friday night, you say that you probably got fun, then Kiddush. So then he's saying the Kiddush isn't the Hafsik. Right? Then the Kiddush isn't the Hafsik. Because that's a halacha. That after you say Hamotzi, you're allowed to do things, say things, which are related to the meal. You could say pass the salt, you could say feed the animal. After the Hamotzi, you could do that. Okay, so therefore, he's saying the Kiddush isn't Hafzik. But he says that doesn't prove about whether you could say Kiddush before Hamotzi, after the Zizlan before Hamotzi. That's going to be a problem. That's going to be a problem. How could you do that? And that's what Rav originally said. Rav's original halacha was if you make Kiddush, if you wash, you can't make Kiddush. So the Kiddush will be Hafzik. So what does the Gemara say? Yeah, but Rav made Kiddush on Pas. That's not a question. Rav made Kiddush on Pas. the Kiddush was after the Hamotzi. After the Hamotzi is not Mihafzik, it's only Mihafzik before the Hamotzi. Right? But on the surface, it sounds backwards, doesn't it? On the surface, it sounds backwards. But he said, you would think, where would you think is more of a problem of Hafzik? After you wash before Hamotzi, or after Hamotzi?
I wash before Hamotzi.
Why? It would seem to be clear, you would have thought, that it's a greater problem of Hafzik between the Hamotzi and the eating. But you're about to eat, you just said Hamotzi, you're also not him. Right? That you think would be more of a problem. Right? Then after the washing, right? I don't know why you would have thought that, but somehow it seems intuitive that that's the case. But Rabbi Natan is saying no. Is that Rav used to make Kiddush on bread. So what would he do? He'd say Hamotzi on Aretz. Then he'd say, Asher Kishanu Savratzavanu, Vishmaska Sharotzin Chalanijikam Rasay Vishas, right? I have said, no, that's after Hamotzi. After Hamotzi, you could do stuff like that. You could say, pass the salt. You could say, feed the animal. That's after Hamotzi. But before Hamotzi, you can't say Kiddush before Hamotzi. If you wash, now you want to say Kiddush? That's Miasadas. How could he do that? Right, that's Rabbeinu Tam's argument. How could you compare the fact that the Rav used to make Kiddush after Hamotzi doesn't prove to you that before Hamotzi is going to be a Hafzik. It's going to be okay. Right? But my question is what's the sense of that? It sounds backwards. Right? Sounds backwards. What's the logic to Rabbeinu Tam's argument? The case I was in the first case is that if you wash and then you say Kiddush, because you have to be between the washing and the bread.
It's not a good washing anymore.
Right, something like that, right. But the problem is, if that's a problem, then is it better if you wash and then say Break Pira Guffin and then say the Kiddush? I mean, it's still a break between the bread, the washing and the bread. Like, what's the difference? It's still in between the washing and the bread, the same Kiddush. So how could it be any better? I mean, it's the same. What you're telling me is that after I wash, I have to eat immediately, right? So the Kiddush can't be inserted. So why is it okay to insert Kiddush after the Hamotzi? Why is that any better? Gemara, by the way, which he's quoting, is the Gemara in Brachos. In Brachos, perhaps you're familiar with it. The thing it says, Brachos, Mem Aleph. It says, Amar Rav, Tolu Bruch, Eino Tzorah Levara. I'm sorry. Yeah, if you say, take a piece, before he tastes from the bread, if he could pass it to his friend and says, here, take a piece of the bread, that's okay. Not absent. Right? Because it's relevant, right? It's Tzorah Bracha. So if a guy makes a motzi, passes it around the bread, and he says, here, take a piece, eat it. That's okay. It's not absent. All right, or if he says, get past the salt, past the relish, it's okay. And then he says, grind up the food, whatever, for the animal, it's also okay. Because halacha is before you eat, you have to feed your animal. So he says, all these things are okay, because they're like tzarach of the tzarach of the suda. Right? So he's saying, that's not a hafzik. But the case there, I mean, I looked at all the Rishonim there and everyone that I found, it is talking about after Hamotzi. I always thought that was talking about, if you've ever done the Gemara, I always thought it was after you wash, before Hamotzi. But no one learns it that way. Not that I saw. They learn it means about talking about after Hamotzi. After Hamotzi, you can say these things. Right, something we just feel, like the Brach Sananim is like immediately before Achila, right? Do ever, like, it's like right before. You never do anything, It starts saying things, after the Hamotzi. But he's saying you could. Alright. But, and that's what made those points. So this Kiddush is after the Hamotzi. And that's fine. But you can't compare that to after the Hamotzi. You would have thought, could you say pass the salt or feed the animals after you wash, before Hamotzi? You'd think Pashat you could. But it seems like he's learning, no. That Sugya is always talking about after Hamotzi. But before Hamotzi, he couldn't say pass the salt. They haven't till he's dying before Hamotzi, no way. But how is it, why is it any worse? Yeah, okay, so like this. Pass the salt. So you say, is it part of the achila? Right? Is it part of the achila process? If it's part of the achila, then you'll say it's not a hefzik. Right? So you'll say, depends. I mean, sometimes you say pass the salt an hour before you sit at the table. Right? Doesn't pass the salt doesn't mean I'm eating. Right? I started eating when I said I passed the salt, feed the animal. I mean, sometimes I do it earlier. I could do it an hour before. Right? So saying pass the salt per se, you don't say, is the first step in achila. Right? So why is it mutter after hamotzi? So you're saying this because when you say hamotzi, that's a haschalas achila. Because once you say hamotzi, you have to eat. Right? You can't just say hamotzi an hour before and then just whatever. It's been served to achila. So the saying Hamotzi itself is Haschalas Achila. So now, if I say pass the salt, so that's part of my process of eating. As once I say Hamotzi, I have to eat. But there are things which are, I can't do anything extraneous. Once I say Hamotzi, I'm not doing anything extraneous. Because I started the Achila, and now it's been Mitzvah to Achila, I can't do anything extraneous. So pass the salt isn't extraneous. It lends itself to being a part of the process of Achila. Feed my animal and so being part of Asa Achila. So therefore you'll say is that I've started my Achila by Hamotzi. It's like I have the processes underway and I'm doing these things which aren't extraneous and I may have to Kiddush also Shaykh to Achila. It's Matir for Achila. So you'll say is once you did your Hamotzi, so then you were like Koveya, your involvement in the process of Achila. So now these things aren't going to be hafzik because you'll say they're just an extension of the process of achila, right? But washing isn't the beginning of the process of achila. The halacha is you have to be mitzaref your washing to the suda, to the achila. You have to do that, right? You have to do that. Washing is a separate thing. It's kriyat shma. You have to be mitzaref. So if you say pass the salt in between, so then you're creating a hafzik. It's not a right, and you can't see. Say yeah, but saying pass the salt is part of my achila. No, maybe it's just my preparation for achila an hour before. It's only you can only say it's part of the achila. Is once you say your process of achila is underway, you'll say it will attach itself to the process and will be part of the process. It's not extraneous, but you can't say before the process of achila starts that saying pass the salt is part of the achila. It's just slam past the salt. There's nothing which makes it part of the achila. So therefore it's gonna be hafzik. Right? And as here you have to create the tziruv, you have to begin your achila right away. You can't start saying kiddush. Kiddush, what do you mean? You're supposed to be eating now. Why are you making kiddush? Kiddush isn't necessarily part of the achila. Kiddush could be a few minutes before the achila. Right? Right, so the question is assuming that pass the salt is okay because it's part of the achila. That's why it's okay, but the thing is what makes it part of the achila, it's not intrinsically part of the achila. These things are only, they lend themselves to being part of the achila insofar as you've begun the achila through hamotzi. So now when you then say it, it's not going to be hafzik, you say it's part of my process of achila. But again, before I do hamotzi, so now I do unto his name, and now I have to do achila. So I can say Hamotzi and Hamotzi, I can do that. That's beginning the Achila, but past the salt isn't starting your Achila. It's just the preparatory steps. You're interjecting with the preparatory step. But in between, you're on this night, you're in Atila, and you're in your Achila. You can't do that. The punchline is that why is there more of a Hefsek problem before Hamotzi than after Hamotzi? Is because once you do Hamotzi, you've begun your Achila.
Right.
So since the achila is underway, you could mitzaref, take activities and characterize them as a component of the achila process. So activities which may otherwise be separate, since the prior achila is on their way, you could, it's like you're open to grabbing in other activities which are related to the achila process and to making them steps in the process. Whereas prior to your saying hamotzi, so the process hasn't begun yet. So now, you could, the only thing you could do is something which is actually the achila itself. You have to wash and then you have to do the achila itself. You can't just do something which is vague, which isn't necessarily part of the process of achila. So there's a many times. So there's a many times a problem with this premise, because if you remember, Rav Ashbaum was saying is that was the thing, is that once you wash, if you wash, you can't make kiddush, because kiddush is gonna be hasadas, right? If by accident you wash, you can't make kiddush, kiddush is gonna be hasadas. So he says, yeah, but what do you mean? But Rav would wash on bread, or would make kiddush on bread. So how would he make kiddush on bread? Obviously he'd wash. Then he'd say hamotzi and kiddush. Asher yishan rotzav rotzvanu. So you see, it's not hasadas. Right? You see that the Kiddush isn't as Hadas. So Rabbeinu Tam says, yeah, but that's because the Kiddush is coming after the Hamotzi. But that doesn't prove whether that you could say Kiddush after the Tzidayim before the Hamotzi.
Correct.
So how's the Rashbam going to interpret the Gemara's Kasha? Right? How's Rav Roma proving that it's not as Hadas problem by the fact that Rav would say Kiddush after Hamotzi? It's after Hamotzi. Different case. So the Rabbeinu Tam wants to defend it. He says, "Mi yeshi asher perusha." You could answer the pavim ha'yidaitu lekadesh arifta. Sometimes he wanted to make kiddush on bread, but he notel he wash. But achar kach lefavim ha'yinimlach. So much to arrive at. Then sometimes he changes mind. Remember changing mind thing? Changes mind. But he mekadesh arifta achamra. Right, and he didn't make kiddush on bread, on wine. But he yisamech alus on atila, and then he rely on that atila. So you see, even though you haven't made kiddush yet. Even though you hadn't made hamotzi yet, you just washed, you could say kiddush. And that's the way, that's the kasha. The problem is, it's a force. I mean, the Gemara's, what's the Gemara's kasha? You're telling me that if I wash, kiddush can be hefzik, but Rav used to make kiddush on bread. When he wanted bread, he made kiddush on bread. When he wanted wine, he made kiddush on wine. Okay, so what's the problem? Oh, because I'll tell you that when he wanted, sometimes he washed thinking he was going to make kiddush on bread and then changed his mind and make kiddush on wine. I mean, how do you know that? It's like he's forcing that into the pshat of the Gemara in order to make his kasha. The Rashbam does not say that. The Rashbam doesn't say it's because the Rav did that funny thing. I mean, that was the Rav's chiddush. That since he is chavivos, so therefore he'd follow his desires and sometimes he changes his mind last second. I mean, that's a bit chiddush to say that. To put that into the kasha, the Gemara, I mean, the Rashbam would have to say that. Mm-hmm. He doesn't say that, though. So it is a problem. It is a problem. The simpler way to learn the Rashbam, but we have to have a svara for it, is that the Rashbam holds that there's no difference between before and after washing. Yeah, hamotzi. Just like these things, pass the salt is okay after hamotzi. It's okay before hamotzi. So if kiddush, you're going to tell me it's okay after hamotzi, so then apparently it's okay before hamotzi. Because that would be the simplest way to. I mean, Rabbeinu Tam is the one who's saying that these things are different. I mean, the simplest way to get out of it is to say the Rashbam is going to hold. No. Can't compare those. They're the same thing. What's the difference? If you're saying past assault is okay, and I'm allowed to say that in this whole thing, then fine. Then I say it. If Rav would be able to say kiddush after hamotzi, so then he'd also be able to say kiddush after. I'm sorry. If Rav would say kiddush after hamotzi, so then he should also be able to say it after tzidayim, before hamotzi. There's no difference. Right? Presumably, I mean, I think that's the smoothest way. I mean, Rabbeinu Tam tries to answer off the Rashbam, but I think it's very difficult.
Right.
Rashbam doesn't say anything like that at all. And it seems to me, I looked it up in the Mishnah Berurah, I saw they bring down that some say that you could do it with both. You know, they say they shouldn't, but that you could also say this pass the salt before. If it's just time, you could also say pass salt even before, after you wash. You know, I mean, the Rishonim in this Gemara in there. Well, they just say the case of that Gemara is definitely talking about Hamotzi, after Hamotzi. But you could say, of course, a Kol Shekein, you can do it before Hamotzi. I mean, Rabbeinu Tam is the only one who says No, it's bedafka before. Bedafka after hamotzi, but not before. The simpler way, certainly a way to learn, and I would think that's what Rabbeinu Tam, that's my opinion of what the Rashbam is learning. He's not throwing any difference like this. He's not making a point before or after. Right, he just says, Alma, is what Rabbeinu Tam says, Kiddush shalacha netila lo chashad adas. Kiddush, which is after netila, is in Zeres Adas. Ah, you're telling me the Kiddush is after the Hamotzi? He just doesn't seem to care. Point is, it's after the Tzidkus Daim, you're having Kiddush. So I think we have to explain what's the Machlokas. You know? What's the Machlokas? How are we going to learn the Rashbam? So let's leave for tomorrow. Let's leave for tomorrow and let's go further in the Tzidkus.
Okay.
Yeah?